Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Food plays an important role in love. Going to dinner remains a popular date activity. Cooking together, or for someone, is a great way to grow a relationship. And since it's Valentine's Day, we need Melissa Passanen to guide us if we want to make a romantic dinner. Melissa writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press and is here with help. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
I am, as always, so happy to be here, Rick.
So am I overselling it? Is food a big part of love and relationships?
Well, you're not actually asking the most unbiased person now, are you? I think both you and I would say yes, of course. And yes, to many people, food is love. We won't conjure the images of child suckling at mother's breast, but it's the first, obviously, experience that one has with food that, of course, connects to love. So moving on from that, it's a huge deal for Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah, that's what I want to know. How important is it for a Valentine's Day meal?
Well, according to the National Restaurant Association, about a quarter of all Americans will go to a restaurant on Valentine's Day or one of the nights around. It kind of depends what day Valentine's Day falls. But also, of course, it's a great opportunity to make a beautiful, intimate meal at home.
Well, you turned to some chefs and other food professionals for their thoughts on what makes a romantic meal. Now, even though they're usually cooking for others on Valentine's Day, tell us about a romantic dinner that one of them shared.
Okay, well, I have a couple I want to throw out here because you know I can never do just one. So Lauren Gammon, who's a chef down in Bristol, she has the Nomadic Chef Catering and is also involved in Tandem in Bristol. She sent me a lovely little memory of actually a picnic. And I think picnics are some of the most romantic things ever, although it's hard to do a picnic in Vermont on Feb 14. But she told a really sweet story about one of her first dates with her now husband. He's a serious athlete. And he said, oh, let's go skiing to these hot springs. And so she packed a beautiful bottle of wine and some cheese and chocolate. And it turned out that what she thought was going to be like an hour and a half jaunt was like a 5-hour jaunt. And she said at about hour three, she was really wishing she hadn't packed a bottle of wine. And by hour five, when they finally got there, she was tempted to eat the camembert like a hamburger. But they had a lovely picnic in hot springs, and she said it was just beautiful, and now they're happily married. Another one that I really wanted to share is from Lita Scheintaub, and she and her husband, Nash Patel, down in Brattleboro, own Dosa Kitchen Food Truck, and they're also at the farmer's market. She met him. He was recently arrived from South India and was working in her favorite South Indian restaurant in New York City, and she was a cookbook editor and food recipe tester. She was making this mac and cheese with like a cognac cream sauce and truffles. And he came over for one of their first get-togethers at about midnight after working his shift at the restaurant. He had never had mac and cheese. He had never had truffles. And they shared this most luxurious meal. And it's all history from then on.
That would win me over.
Yes.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing romantic dinners. Melissa, what surprised you about the responses that you got from chefs about their romantic meals?
Well, one of the things that kind of I should have expected, but for the chefs who live every day with beautiful food and beautiful meals, it wasn't about the food. It was about the people and the moment. Both Chris Russo of Bento in Burlington and Tim Peters, who is the chef de cuisine at Trattoria Delia, basically, they talked about sort of just having the time to be with their loved ones. And that's really what it's about. Dennis Vieira, who's the executive chef at the Jericho Cafe and Tavern, shared a lovely story, which really, again, talks to the fact that the people and the experience is most important. When I asked him about most romantic meal, he said it was an old-fashioned Yankee pot roast cooked by his now fiancée's aunt, who basically is a mother figure to her. It was the first meal that he had been invited to her house, Jess, his fiance's house. And the aunt was very nervous, like, I'm cooking for a chef. And she made this great old-fashioned Yankee pot roast. And he said, you know, what was important was that it was her special meal cooked for him with love and that Jess felt comfortable inviting him into her family's home.
That's lovely. How about another great meal a chef shared with you?
So here, I did get one chef to tell me about a restaurant meal. Allison Lane, who's co-owner and chef at Mirabelle's, the cafe and pastry shop in Burlington, said that it's kind of hard if people know you in the Burlington area to go out for a nice intimate dinner because there are always people saying, oh, hi, oh, hello. So she and her husband really like to go to a place that I've been meaning to go to for years, Manoir Hovey or Hovey Manor in the eastern townships of Quebec. It's not very far over the border. Beautiful French style inn with kind of very classic French cuisine. And Allison said it's just so nice to be away, somewhere different, somewhere quiet with her husband. And she waxed poetic actually about the cheese cart because like the classic French European tradition, they wheel over a cart of beautiful cheeses at the end before dessert actually. And offer you them. So that was a lovely image, I thought.
Now it's almost 11 a.m., so if someone's listening who wants to make a romantic meal tonight, any advice?
Yes. So I talked with Hadley Stock, who is a chef and a farmer, Pink Boot Farm Store and Farm down in the Manchester area. And she said her favorite romantic meal is just she and her husband alone at home cooking up a beautiful steak. They raise their own beef, so that would be from their own beef, and just making it really special. And that reminded me of a menu that I ran several years ago in the Free Press, and we'll put a link to that on the VPR website, of a beautiful, elegant, simple meal which features steak au poivre. It came from a cook and a food editor, Jane Kirby, who was working at the Essex back a few years ago. So steak au poivre, green beans, truffle potatoes, and then a chocolate rum sauce to go with. You can buy the frozen cream puffs, actually, to put the chocolate sauce on in the frozen section. Really good ones, actually, of the supermarket. And then I chatted briefly with a guy I know, Todd Traskos, who just wrote a book called Wines of Vermont for a couple wines, because you might want to sip a couple special wines. He suggests maybe a bubbly to go with the first course of the menu, maybe a cava or a prosecco. And then look for an Austrian Zweigelt, which is a red wine grape, less known, but he thinks it stands up beautifully to a steak au poivre, has a little bit of the peppery notes and then also some acidity to balance the richness. And I think that menu, you could make it with your loved one. It's always nice to cook with them and definitely do the dishes together. Lots of bubbles. And then I'll leave the rest of it up to you.
Perfect. Melissa Passanen writes for the Savor Wars section of the Burlington Free Press. Mi amor, thank you for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
So lovely.